Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9.09 Monday morning. Oh, what's better than 9.09 on a Monday morning? Can't think of anything.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So you had a greenhouse situation over the weekend in your backyard.
We don't have to talk about that anymore.
Hold on.
So
I have a question for you.
Oh, God.
So here you are. You're in the backyard. You cleared the wood pile. Mm-hmm. And now you're ready to build your thing. And you realize the greenhouse's parts are missing or broken.
There's two broken parts. Okay. Two plastic things that were broken.
All right. So now you are bummed and hoping that you can figure it out, some way to manufacture that, and then it works out that it's just not possible. These parts can't
like
be manufactured.
I tried gluing it.
Right,
I thought
I
could screw it together. It's
right. We all know that feeling where you're like, I just want to make this work. So we also all know the feeling where you're like, okay, well, I'm going to have to wait till Monday morning at 9 a.m. when they mm-hmm. open. So are you just twitching to call them?
No, I'll call them as soon as I get home, though, for sure. And just be like, overnight it, man.
Overnight it? Yes. I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't do that.
We're going to have to make that part. It's going to take 6 to 8
weeks. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Don't tell me 6 to 8 weeks, please. Oh.
I'm surprised you haven't called John and said, here's the number.
No,
call them right now.
I'm not making him do it. I'll do it.
Oh, my. Well, it's gotten into you.
Just trying to take responsibility for my stuff. I already sent them. I sent them 50 emails yesterday with photos of the part. And, you know, you have to go on their customer service site.
I don't
and then
know.
There's all the, you know, contact us and here's the form and put a picture in and show us what's... Because clearly this happens all the time. They even said, like, which part number's missing, which part number's broken, which part... I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Like, well, if I knew the part numbers, go back on there.
Would you order from them again?
Well, here's the thing. I ordered it from like a third party, and then they're like, no, because their customer service was open. And they go, yeah, no, that's you got that through us, but you have to now.
How rickety is this greenhouse? If I ran full speed at it and just plowed into the thing, would I fall backward or would that house come down?
Geez, that's a really good question. Well, no glass would break because it's got plastic extruded sides.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So all right.
It's just
so
like
I don't die.
You know, you don't die for sure. Okay. My guess is you, if you were determined, you could probably knock the thing over, Vin.
Just plow it right down.
Yeah. It looks like it's all put together with little plastic joins and small. It's just a small greenhouse.
I'm so worried about this choice.
Fourth of July is going to be fun.
Oh,
everybody.
My God. You're not coming. You said you weren't coming.
No. Last he said he was coming with a very pregnant chick.
No, I think I said that I don't know if she'll be capable of the 4-hour round trip in the car, but I'll come.
You can certainly sleep over, Vinny. We have plenty of guest space
for
you.
That's all right. I don't mind. I'm just going to come by
gotta
and
take
plow
advantage
down
before
your greenhouse.
Oh, my God. I would be, I'd probably kill you on the spot.
So
all my plants are going to be in there.
That's all right.
I'm going to have my tomatoes growing in there. And...
I'm worried about this.
Why do you have to worry about it? What are you worried about?
Because it seems like it's on the cheaper side. I looked.
Well, look, it's not an expensive greenhouse as greenhouses go.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see if I like it. I mean, maybe I'll be like, greenhousing is for me. I'm going to get a legit greenhouse. This is a good little starter greenhouse. I want to see.
How many hours is it going to take to build this?
Hours. They say slot in at least half a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. For some rickety greenhouse, huh?
Yeah.
Did you pay the $250 to get someone to assemble?
No, I'm doing it. Oh, boy. John and I.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Here's some stuff you sent. I am the original Stormy dilated eye texter, and I am not trying to discredit Stormy in any way. Just noted that her eyes were dilated. Jeez! Welcome to our club.
Everybody's, yeah. You can't say a damn thing without someone going, ah!
They have the outside patio in Chicago for their baseball team. It's so fun. Yeah, they've had outside stadium or outside seating for, I think, a couple seasons now.
But now they've changed the traffic configuration.
Yeah, so you can't drive, so you can't left into there. Mm-hmm. You got to go down, flip a Huey.
Are you talking about over where, like, Kelly's Mission Rock or whatever it is now?
You go over the footbridge, and normally you could go left right there. And there's parking.
Right
and
along the
see
water.
The stadium, right along the water, right. And now you can't go left there. Mm. So I had to go down U-turn, come back, go right, park in there, and then walk over and get and gear up at the stadium. Mm. If you think traffic is bad now during SF Giants Day games, wait until the Warriors and Giants both have 7 p.m. games. I'm sure you will be home in bed by then, but for the rest of us, it's pretty scary.
You guys should get those jobs that start at 4 a.m. You're out of there by 10. Really is convenient.
Yeah.
You should look into those jobs.
Yeah.
I still can't believe they okayed that.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like a nightmare.
It does.
It's going to be awesome.
And then the hospital there. And
I know.
It's going to be so great.
Well, it's far away
public
from the
public transpo, everybody.
It's far away from the marina, so I'm not worried.
You mean Calhoun?
Yeah.
Marina.
Who do you know that lives there? 408, I need a dumb phone for my 15-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Oh, but then the next text is, but it needs a GPS so I can track her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you track a dumb phone? Because that would be everything you need.
It is hard
to watch your kids with their they can't focus on the world around them because everything is on that phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed like we survived not having phones, but.
I don't know if we're the better for it or not. I don't know what's going to happen with them.
I don't know if my mom, I'd have to ask her. If she could guess how many times she got the, will you accept a collect phone call from? Mom, it's me!
I'm okay, bye!
Yes, Vincent, what do you need? Listen, we need a ride from, insert any spot around in the entire Southern California
region.
Can
you imagine if you had, honest to God, there are so many things that would have been so much easier in life. It's so true. You had to find a phone. You had to have the change on you to make the
phone call. Oh, I called her collect all the time.
Just incredible. What a difference they've made. Uh-huh. I would never give them up. They're amazing. The whole world right in your hand.
You can't track a dumb phone. They've got some suggestions if you lose your dumb phone, but they're all stupid.
No, there's certain ones that are specifically for kids, though, like these. So you can, it's a cell phone, but you can track them, GPS tracker.
The Kid Connect.
How come every time I hit dial, it calls Mom? What's wrong with this thing?
That's why it doesn't have a keypad. It really does look like something where you can just call home and that's it.
Call Mom and call Nona. Here you go.
I threw that thing in the well, Mom. My friends all said I looked stupid with it. She shows up. I thought you were at the bottom of a well.
707 says, the parking thing was all a joke and no one was charged more. I know, and it's super funny. It's cute. It's very cute that you have to say go A's.
It wasn't true?
No, I mean, it was. They were goofing on the Giants fans saying, you have to say go A's.
Or you're paying 50
Who
bucks.
Who isn't going to say go A's? I mean, that's
like, rich people. And they'd be like, yeah, here's your 50 bucks.
925. Vinny, I worked at a Chili's in college, and I'm still best friends with my Chili Head girls. 17 years later. Shout out to the Red Lobster girls.
That's cute.
Yeah, that crew is all, they're all best friends.
It's great.
They still know each other. And all the kids know each other and all that. It's neat. She's got a good group of friends.
You'll never know where you'll find your posse.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some kooky friends, too, but, you know, that core group.
Who's your least favorite of all her friends?
I don't want to say. I better not say.
You should say.
I don't think
say
I will.
Say it.
Who's your favorite
say
of
it,
all her friends?
Say it. Say it.
Who's
say
my
it,
favorite of her friends? It. Well, I really like Leslie, and Trina's good, and Annalisa. There's a lot of good ones. She has a lot of
good
people.
Okay, so the ones you're not mentioning.
Those are the worst ones.
You know who
you know what?
Elimination.
She has if you did that to me, you'd know, because I don't keep too many people, but for her, she's got a million friends. A million.
Does she know which ones you don't like?
What'd you say?
Does she know which ones you don't like?
Well, it's not that I don't like them. It's just that there's different reasons why some of them are, like, one of them is just kooky. And you just go, oh, God.
What's her name?
I don't want to say.
I want to date her.
We shouldn't talk. Oh, she really?
You
do?
You want to date her?
Take the kooky one.
Sarah said, I'll eat it if it's in front of me. Bryn, please tell me you isolated
don't
that.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Don't tell him his job.
In other words, he didn't do it.
If she can't find a date, she should go to prom with a bunch of girlfriends. You don't need a guy to have a great group of... If you have a great group of friends.
Also, it's weird to go with your dad. And it's weird for him to now be fighting a legal battle to get to go. Right. Like, when the school goes, sorry, man, you know, ninth grade through 20 years old. For him to not be like, oh, okay.
510 says, Sarah, did your son go to prom? Is Yeah Right going to prom?
I haven't heard about Yeah. No, Yeah Right can't be going because I would have heard about it. But my other son did go to his junior prom. But then he didn't do his final year at TAM. He did a program.
Oh. Is that like the...
No, you know about this. He
went
to college.
Make up credits for classes because he ditched too much?
No.
Oh.
He went to College of Marin and then did like the, I don't know, like a little side program. He didn't have a regular school year last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
My girlfriend in high school went to SELF, which was the...
Oh. School for bad kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, like independent.
After ditching, I think, for the first 2 years of high school, they gave her they were giving you credits for booklets finished.
Mm.
It was their way of just getting these kids out into the world.
Just get them through here. Let's get them off to a good start. Self.
I look at these booklets, I'd be like, oh my God, this is how you're getting out of high school. These booklets. Yeah. All right.
What did Self stand for?
I have no idea.
Self-educated learning. Flunkies.
I don't remember, but Self was what it was called.
Mm.
Sarah, you expected TV food to look the same as real food. What are you, 12?
Yeah, I guess so. My expectation was that they were advertising it. That must be what it looks like.
For
I was like,
says,
this is a sad plate of food.
Double standard. If it was a boy and his mom, no one would accuse her of doing anything creepy. But moms would say, no, honey, you need to find someone to go to. I don't think, would you have gone if Yeah Right says,
no.
Mom, will you take me
not
to prom?
Not a million years.
Right.
We've been like, no, let's just not go to prom.
Yeah,
how does that
let's call
sound?
Off the whole school dance thing. And
let's
actually,
have a family night instead.
You could have them
That's
call me.
Weird.
I'd just tell them, listen, you don't need to be at school dances. They're bunk. There's no kegs there. There's no music with curse words there.
And by the way, I'm sure there's nothing untoward with her dad. We're a radio show. We're making little creep jokes. That's all.
Father-daughter dances are done in elementary schools when girls are too young to date. By the time they go to prom, they should be able to find a date their own age.
Or just go stag. Go with all your girlfriends.
Shades of Elon Musk's dad. What's his name again? Errol. Errol Musk.
Errol Musk fathered a child with his stepdaughter. I guess she's his former stepdaughter because he's not married to the woman anymore, but still super creepy.
Finn, don't forget she could have totally recorded that Instagram video on a different day then posted it on Sunday after she pushed that woman off the mountain. Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know.
That is true. I could have killed that woman.
Sarah's a smart lady.
But she lived.
Well, and she'll...
be ratting me out any minute. As soon as she can talk again.
415 says, I love romance movies, but Yuzette is 1,000% right. The Shape of Water is so, so stupid.
I liked it. I just thought it was very... like a creepiness to it and kind of a fantasy thing. I just thought it was great. I loved all the characters.
For real.
I love the guy that lives in the apartment across from her.
I might try it again.
Well, you don't have to. It's not for you. It's fine. I liked all the green tile and the scientific, you know, and the weird building that they worked in. I just thought it was...
You like green tile.
I just loved the... That sort of was what set the mood. I just thought it was the neatest thing. Just really enjoyed it.
Hmm. The set decorations.
Yeah. I thought the set was...
How about the acting and the story? Any of that matter?
Yeah, both pretty good.
415 says, Sarah, I don't like Trump either, but he's not the only president who's gotten away with similar crap. Let's not forget Bill Clinton Lewinsky and JFK Marilyn Monroe.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not just that. It's everything that the person does and the person says. It just seems like, you know, things that seem like ethical... things that would be an ethical dilemma for someone else, he just doesn't care and no one calls him on it and we continue on. I have sexual relations. Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, listen, I thought for sure, listen, I couldn't believe that Bill Clinton didn't get impeached for that. I was on the phone with Vinny when that story came out. I think it was on Drudge Report. We were on the phone losing our minds. I'm like, he's getting impeached. That's it. That's the end of that. I couldn't believe it.
Good thing the Democrats had the House.
Good thing.
925 says, good morning, Sarah and Vinny and all my favorite morning crew. I turned 25 today and hope that you could welcome me into the quarter century club. Haven't stopped listening to Alice since my mom listened every morning on the way to elementary school.
Aww.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for listening.
Welcome Happy to, birthday, Kate. Welcome to
the club. Thanks for being part of the little Alice family we got going here. Oh, I can't wait till Wednesday. Ready Player One. We're going to see some of the Alice family there, that's for sure.
Hope there. 650 says, I came into your conversation late, but wanted to let you know that Letitia has had her own business for the past 20 plus years. She's a good friend of mine, and as great as Jerry is, he is so lucky to have her.
That's great news.
But he is the greatest of all time.
So they're lucky to have each other.
So, I don't know.
Well, hopefully he avoids the massage parlors now. That's what he needs to do.
Why you take rumors to the airwaves, I don't know, Sarah.
Yeah, I don't either.
Especially about a coworker.
It is. He's a colleague of ours.
That's all I can ever think about every time his name comes up. But congratulations to them, and I do hope that he avoids those. I hope he stays true.
I doubt that that even happened in real life.
Really?
Okay. Made up nonsense.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to believe certain things about our heroes.
That's right.
That is true.
Susan's leaving? Like, leaving, says 408?
Well, not technically leaving. She's still
leaving.
Work for
she's
Entercom.
Leaving. She's moving to New York.
She's moving to New York. I mean, she's still said, our market manager
I'll
or something.
I'll see you guys around.
I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you right. will. Yeah.
Leaving you behind.
Yeah, leaving us behind. She promised that she'll be at 4th of July, though.
Up in the sky.
Right, because yeah, that's not an email away.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, but here I am in market number one.
And my daughter needs me.
Busy as you know what.
It's not looking good. It's not
looking running 20 stations.
I'm important now.
I know. 650
says.
So we are.
Those solos were whack. John Frusciante from Red Hot Chili Peppers has a bunch of great solos on their Stadium Arcadium album, most notably Wet Sand. You know what's weird about that story you did? As you said, the last 20 years, my brain melted. I'm like, I don't know what's happened in that window.
I know.
What, did John Frusciante leave the Red Hots in less than 20
Didn't
years?
Did he come back, though,
yeah,
after?
He came back, but I still
so
think he may have left
some.
Again.
Look, that's
before 20 years.
No matter
passed.
What, when someone says these are the best anything, it's always a subjective list. I just read you the one from
Gary
Up
Clark
Rocks.
Jr. Come on.
He was on there.
Oh, he better
I
be
just
on
didn't
there.
Get. All right, you got any more texts?
Tons of them. Oh my God, how'd the time
I just
go? What
did
you guys do?
You guys
just
chewed
up
talking.
All my time. Once a male OBG?
Yeah. Asked, no, obstetrician. Yeah, obstetrician gynecologist.
OBGYN?
OB, whatever. Once a male OBJ asked if he could have my number. This person wrote it ridiculous.
Oh, God.
And said I have nice implants.
What?
Oh.
Gross.
Oh.
Says 510. Is that bad? Is that
hit on by your OBGYN? It's
etiquette?
Horrible. Oh, that is awful. I'd be horrified. I'd be like, oh God, a creep just looked at my area. Oh. Oh. God, I hate the gynecologist.
What do you do?
Oh, I hate it. I'm never going again.
I don't understand.
Decided.
It seems like it'd be fun. Get a nice healthy checkup, get some fresh pictures in the file.
There's no pictures. They don't take pictures. Oh, my God. Stop it.
You don't take pictures?
No.
No. I don't want to get any pictures of that.
Does yours take pictures of yours?
Yeah. You get your prostate exam. Let me get a picture of that.
Let me see a little smile there.
How dare you? Of course not.
Okay. I think we might be time. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, that was a wonderful Monday show. It's just lovely to see your sunshiny faces
again. Good times,
again.
Right?
Just
yeah.
great.
Great the best. Times.
Super fun.
Yeah. When I went into the other room, I said, so, you know, when Susan calls us up and wants us to come to New York, you guys coming? And Yusi goes, yep. And Hooman goes, what about my mom?
I did say that.
Well, I don't know. Do we have to bring her with us?
We do. We're going to have to bring
and
her
actually,
with
I'm,
us.
And actually, now that I think back, I'm like, wait a minute. Johnny V won't leave for New York. What are you talking about? How are you going to make that work?
I'll just do a long-distance relationship.
Would you do that?
Well, it depends on how much money you guys are paying me.
If it's New York guys? What do you mean, you guys?
Yeah, you guys. It's up to you.
You guys.
And well, we're going to need our team, and you guys are expensive.
It
so.
Would include round trip tickets to San Francisco.
Sure.
Every other weekend, Vincent.
Oh, boy, you'd get sick of that fast.
Oh, I know. I totally would.
You'd be like, I had a long week. I do not want to go to the airport. I want to go to bed.
Right? Pretty much. That sounds like me.
By the way, 831 texted in, Bantam. Is that where you ate with your family?
I looked it up.
Bantam.
Yeah. That's an Italian restaurant.
Where I saw the supermodel.
Santa Cruz, yeah. Marissa
Miller? Bantam, a kind of chicken? Is it a chicken place?
No, it's not a chicken place. Oh. It's like wood-fired pizzas and...
Isn't a bantam like a male chicken, like a rooster?
Oh, for crying out loud, Sarah, you know your words.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
I'm just trying to figure out
I had to look up one word that you said today.
What word?
Starts with the E, and it has to do with your greenhouse.
Bantam.
Extricated.
Extruded?
Extruded.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
that
meant, so I looked
it up. Bantam is a bird. Chicken of small breed, of which...
I'm sorry.
The C word is noted for its aggressiveness.
Yeah, there's plenty of things.
God.
I get caught out on what I don't know every day.
With all your words.
I can't even imagine who could be more annoying than me and all my goddamn words. All right, have a great day, you guys. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.